Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Don't Mix In, episode 4. Today we're going to be talking about how to squeeze blogging in and creating into a busy lifestyle. This is based on the blog post, How to Make Time for Blogging or Creating, on the blog mixitupwithcurves.com. And we're just going to talk about how do you, you know, squeeze this in along with everything else you have to do, and just my insights and tips on how I've been able to manage to do it and still enjoy it. So what's the one thing you would do if you had the time? What's the one thing you would do if you weren't sure if you'd get anything in return for it? For me, that's blogging. And so, you know, I have other aspirations and goals too. And so that becomes a little bit of an issue because I'm multi-passionate. So if you're like me, you're multi-passionate. You're like, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to do and how am I going to fit everything in. And, you know, that's life, family, having a healthy relationship. And then it was also another aspiration I had was to go to graduate school. I think you can do more than one thing. And I really think it comes down to just figuring out how to make it work, how to fit it in, and, you know, find that balance. I've been a school psychologist, I'd say, I don't know, since 2001. It's been a little while. I love it. It's rewarding. It keeps me on my toes. And I had goals to be getting my doctorate. So I just didn't know if it was possible. But I'm a year in, I'm doing it. And luckily, my family and my husband are very supportive of both projects, both activities. So that helps. But I really had to retool how I did my blogging, how to fit it in, and be able to work on both and do both well. How do you have time to do that? I don't even know. I can't even get stuff done I need to do. And I would just be like, yeah, it's just a creative outlet for me, and kind of trying to move on. Because that was the reaction, or the response, I should say, I get when people found out I did blogging, after the puzzled look that I talked about in the other episode. So after they got over that, like, oh, this is really weird. Why should you do it? And then the next thing was like, how do you have time for this? And I just was like, oh, yeah, trying to kind of brush it off and move on, just because it was already awkward. So, you know, but it got me thinking. It really got me thinking about what is my process and reflecting on what am I doing? How am I doing it? And so that I could figure out what's working in terms of how I've been getting it done. And then I can maybe share it here on my podcast and also on my blog. So after I reflected and was like, you know what? I don't even know how I've been getting it done. I thought, you know what? I should kind of review what I'm doing and have a little bit more self-awareness so I can just see if I need to edit, you know, my process. And also I can just share and have maybe a more well thought out response when people ask me how I'm doing blogging and other things. Okay, so I rounded up my tips on how I drilled down my blogging routine so that it could fit into my busy lifestyle. Okay, so the first thing is just make your why really, really clear. And I know you guys are sick of hearing about what is your why and that sort of thing. But I think it's true. You got to know why are you doing what you're doing? And it really should be for you, not for anybody else, not to make tons of money, because it may not happen. But more importantly, if your why is really clear, then your content will be even better. You'll enjoy it more. And I think that'll really drive your ability to be consistent and just to make sure your content is meaningful. Next one is to commit to something that you can do consistently. I think this is pretty important. You know how I talked about, you know, your why helping you kind of keep up and stay consistent. I think committing to and knowing what you can do consistently is really important. So if you follow me on Instagram, and it's okay if you don't, but if you do, And if you've been doing that for a while, you'll notice I don't post as often. I used to post on the daily, and then at one point I was like posting like twice a day doing stories. And I think my family was like so over it, and I was driving them crazy with constantly like, "Hey guys," and doing stories. Anyway, I just noticed that it started to become a bit of a chore. It was getting a little crazy, and also it just didn't make a whole lot of sense after a while. My captions weren't really well thought out, so I stopped doing that, and I just really thought about what can I keep up consistently so that I don't seem like I'm all over the place. And I did this also with my blog. I used to post more often, and now I'm down to about once a week, and trying to not just have like an outfit thrown up there, and the title is just like blue dress, red shoes, and it's just not that meaningful. So with both Instagram blog post, my different, social media platforms I use, just trying to dial it down a bit and make the actual post a little more meaningful and well thought out, and so that I don't feel like I'm a crazy person just cranking out content that is just kind of phoning it in. Since I slowed down, I noticed that I can have more of a plan too of what I'm going to post. Gives me more time to, engage with readers. And then I have time to get inspiration and figure out what I want to do and when I want to post it, what I want to put together, and that sort of thing. Okay, the third thing, it may not be popular, but when you study like organizations and groups and you're trying to add something new, the kind of the motto or the concept of something's got to go. So if I'm going to want to do blogging or any kind of creating, I can't be doing everything. So for me, I keep my social circle really small, mainly just my family. Lucky for me, my best friend is my sister. And so she also does my pictures sometimes. And then my teenager, she likes to do the pictures in exchange for an allowance or whatever. But I'm able to use my blogging post days is also kind of social outings and going out and getting something with either one of them. And I just focus on my family, so I don't have a lot of social events on my calendar. So I think that is one thing that you got to think about. If you're going to take something on, you got to take something off your plate. So the something's got to go also includes like TV shows. I don't have a ton of shows that I'm like I have to watch, because I think that's like time too. It's a commitment. So I only have one show that I am a super fan of. This Is Us. And those who know me know that I love Jack because it reminds me of my husband, without the alcoholism and the fire and all that other drama. But anyway, so I only have like one show, and then the other stuff that I do is maybe listen to some podcasts when I'm getting ready or cooking, and I'm able to, keep up with pop culture and entertainment through those avenues. Next thing, know thyself. Know what you can do well and stick to that for now, right? So I do not have a YouTube channel. A lot of influencers, bloggers do. I don't have the resources to do it or the time to really do, worthwhile engaging content. So I'm not going to tackle that for now. I just do smaller video clips that are just kind of fun for me to edit, and it's footage that we took when we went blogging, and I just add music to and have a little fun with that. But I think it's really important. Just know what you can do well, know what your strengths are. I like to talk a lot, so podcasts, that makes sense, right? So stick to what you know you can do well, so that you're not stressing trying to build your skills with the limited amount of time you have, while you fit blogging into other things that are on your plate. All right, we got the last one. It's about basically creating routine. So it's, I had one professor that said, "It's not what you say, it's what you do." And I am sure that someone else said that quote. And so I'm giving credit to this professor for now until I find out who it is. But it's not what you say, what you do. So, make time for blogging by fitting it into your routine. I have a routine that I established, so that I just, it's a no-brainer. I'm just chipping away at it each day in different ways, and I just fit it in, and I have that kind of rhythm set up already to keep the blogging going. So I'm going to share a bit about my routine that I've established. So the first thing I do in the morning, I just, get up maybe about 20, 30 minutes earlier than I need to get up, and not like get up, you know, like you just get up and you sit in your bed, you're like awake, but you're not doing anything. So that's the time I might edit a post, a picture, maybe engage, maybe post something that I already had queued up. So I do that. And after work, when I get home, I really just, after I, you know, do my mom responsibilities, homework with my son, if my husband's not doing it, or if it's my turn, you know, laundry, cooking, all that sort of stuff. After I do all of that, and then everybody is going to bed, then I take about, I'd say about 40 minutes, 45 minutes to either edit, same thing that I did in the morning. And I just, you know, carve out that time to catch up on blogging. For the weekends, it really depends on what's going on with my family. If I have like one day that we're going to do content and make it a day to go out and shoot some pictures. So it just really depends on what's going on, what time is available to do any blogging. But I do not blog every weekend because that would drive everybody crazy in my family. And I just don't think it's right. I got to kind of prioritize and make sure I'm doing my other responsibilities as well. So, so the weekends, it just depends, but I do the same morning and evening routine where I wake up a little earlier and work on anything I can edit and, or type up. And then at night, same thing. I do the same thing that I do during the weekdays because we usually don't go out at night anyway. I just try to, you know, use my time, to catch up on blogging that way. So those are my steps. And I think that, you know, this is pretty much a way that you can incorporate anything really into your busy lifestyle. I think it's just about having a plan and figuring out a reasonable way to do it so you can sustain it. And I also just think it's important to do things that, you know, for yourself that make you happy, that give back to you, because as women or men, you know, we're always giving a lot to others and it's great to find a way to fill your own cup up. So, you know, go ahead and go for it. And you know what, if you have any ideas of routines or tips you do, go ahead and leave them on the comments so that we could all learn from each other. 'Cause we're all in this together. Just share away so that we could all hear about what other people are doing to make sure they have time to create, 'cause it's so important.
Like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.